Now, v'chiyaskinu Ezra by the Beit Hamikdash Hasheni, when Ezra went back up into Yerushalayim, is lav kule soluk. Not everybody went up there. And the way Rashi says, ruba nishru b'bavol. Most of them still stayed in Bavol. D'chsiv kol hakol kechad abarubua. So therefore, this man the Yama holds that chala is less of a chiyav than truma. So truma could be midiraisa, but chala is only midirabanin, unless you have kol the rov of Klai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. When rov of Klai Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, then you could have chala midiraisa. So far we have no proof again if from the Siyat Kapayim is a raya for yuchsin or not. Toshima coming here. It says chazok lakuna nesiyas kapayim v'chiluk ronus v'yedus. Says what? That a chazaka proof that he's a kindness if you see the person duchenin, or else giving out by the fields, giving him truma, or else v'yedus. Mamish edim come and say he's a kain. For the Gemara, edus chazaki? Is edus called a chazaka? So what does it mean to say edus? So where it says, elolav hochikom, this is what it means to say. Nesiyas kapayim ki edus. That nesiyas kapayim has the same malach like a regular edus. Ma edus, just like regular edim when they come and say somebody is a kohen. Liyuchsin, of course, then we believe him. And he's 100% kohen even for yuchsin. Nechuraf nesiyas kapayim liyuchsin. Huadin aloch of nesiyas kapayim is also for yuchsin. So Rosh says, loy, I'll tell you edus, habois mekoye chazoke kechazoke. Just means edus, that comes because of the chazoke, that's also called a chazoke. That's what it means to say over here. That's all. Now Rashi says, "Edus nekabu v'nachlenu b'truma kilur inu anan yos chazaka shezoweid." What's the case? Ki Yehuda yos lekayim and Rabami. Omar lehi said like this: "Muchzak mi b'zeh shukayin." I know for sure this person is a kayin. Omar lehi marayis. What's your proof that he's a kayin? Omar lehi shekor rishim beis haknesses. They gave him an aliyah first at the beis atshul. So v'cheska shukayin. That's right that he's a kayin. For the Gemara, maybe only because he was a gadol there. Like Lamosha, in a case where there's a loch, you're allowed to give the gadol the rishon also. So Rashi says, Rav kore bekani, v'yafagad lav koinhu. Even though Rav wasn't a koin, he also got koin. So more you could give the first person, you give it a gadol. And the Gemara, shakorach rav Levi, that the one second was a Levi. So Rashi says, he lav koinhu. Ein Levi Kuriach, the Armino Masakta Gitin, Emain Sham Koyin, Nispardu Chavila. Now, when do we give Levi second? Only if the first one was a Koyin. But if the first one was not a Koyin, we don't give a Levi the second one. This was like Mikoyach, this Chazoka, there was an Edith that he's a Koyin. Velu Ravami Lakun Apiv, and Ravami believed this Raya to say that he was a Koyin, Akoporam Nageya to giving him Truma. So invite another case. So again, there's no proof to say that Nesiyas Kapayim is mamish like Edus to say Liyuchsin. Could only be it's a regular chazaka, maybe only for Truma and not for Yuchsin. Mor says, now who the Yos Lekayim and Rabbi Shimon Levi? Omar Lehi, he said, Murchzakni Bezeh Shu Levi. I know for sure this person is a Levi. Omar Lehi, my Rayis, what's he proof to say is a Levi? Omar Lehi, Shekor Rishenu Beit HaKnesses. He got Levi, he got the second Ali in the Beit HaKnesses. Is Becheske Shu Kayin, or Becheske Shu Godol? What's the right that he's a Levi? Maybe he's a Godel. So, and he got second one, or the first one was also only a Godel, and the second one was a Godel. Maybe both, the first one was not a Kohen, and the second one was not a Levi either. So where it says, no, Shekor Lefon of Kohen. So we know for sure the one that got the first Aliyah was a Kohen. So the Locher is, the second one has to be a Levi, or else they would have given to the Kohen over again. So that's the proof to say the Chazdokah that he's a Levi. Ve'alu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Levi Apiv. Yeshua ben Levi believed this and said that he's a Levi, and that we gave him Meister Rishon. Hahu diyos lekayim in Resh Lakish. A person came in front of Resh Lakish. Omalei merzakni bezeh shukayin. I know for sure this person is a kayin. Omalei marayis, what's your proof? Omalei shakara Rishon meis haknesses. Again, he got Rishon, he got kayin in shul. Omalei rayoysov shechilak al agronis. Did you see where they also gave him truma down by the fields? In other words, as if to say, like the first raya is not a good proof. So, Omalei Rabbi Eliezer, V'yemein Sham Gurin, Bot Lakuna. If there's no Gurin, if people don't plow, don't grow, or at a time when there's no Tfuah, they don't give out the Truma, there's no raya that he's a Kayin. Like the Chur, this should be a good raya from the fact that he got Rishon, he was called up for Kayin. So, verse says, Zimnin Heviyasvi Kaimed Rabbi Yechnin.
Sometimes it happened, he was sitting in front of Rabbi Yechanan. This story happened. Omle Resh Lakish. Rishlokish didn't trust from the fact to say that he got Rishon, but he also asked him, did you see the way they gave him Truma on the fields? So Omle Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said back, if you mean Sham Gurin Bot Lakuna, if there's no Gurin, it's Bot Lakuna. In other words, this alone should be a good proof. From the fact that he got Rishon, he was called up for Kayin, that should be right to say that he's a Kayin. Tomorrow it says, Hode Chazi L'Reb Leza Bishis. So Rashtan's Hode means, Resh Lakish Chazi L'Reb Leza Bishis. Hech the point of an stock of Reb Leza Bayin Ra. That Resh Lakish started to look at Reb Leza with a bit eye. Omri said like this, Shamat Milu Devar Navchav Le'amart Lo Mishmei. Like you heard this over from Rabbi Yechanan, how come he didn't say it over in his name? Now this is Rabbi Yechanan's time to say, you don't have to have a Chila Gronis. It's enough to Yedis stand the fact that he got Rishon by the Torah. Rebbe v'Rebbe Chia. Nachlagis in Rebbe v'Chia. Chad Hela ben Apiyoviv. Lakuna. One was Mala ben because of his father to Kuna. In other words, he believed his father to say about his son that he's a good Kohen. His Koshel Yedis for his own son. For Chad, one of them, Hela Ach Apiyochel Leviyah. One said that a brother could say for his other brother, one brother could say on the other brother that I know he's a Levi to give him my Sarishan. So Mar says, Tistayim the Rebbe Hela Ben Apiyav Lakuna. So right, the Rebbe was the one that said that we could believe a father to make his son into a good Kayin, he's a Kashra Kayin, Lakuna. Tatanya would learn like this, Haresha, Boaz, somebody came to Yom and he said, Beni Zeb Kayinu, this is my son and he's a Kashra Kayin. Nem Lachila B'Trumayim. We believe it like an Eidecho to say that he's kosher tichuma, but v'yena nemolas yuisha. But the gay for yuchsin, that's a lachin more than an Eidecho. Here the father is not nemon for yuchsin. Divra Rebbe, this is Rebbe Shita. Omele Rebbe Chia said back, Manashach, imato ma'amino la'achilo b'truma. If you believe the father that the son's a kain enough to give him truma, is the chura tamino la yuisha, you should also believe him in order to let it get married. If you don't trust him to let him, if you don't trust him enough to say they can get married, you don't trust the father enough to say the kids are kain to get married becheskas a kosher kain, is loytaminoi lecha b'truma. You should also not believe him that the son's a kosher kain to give him truma. Like maybe the son's a cholol, maybe the wife was a grusha. So how do you believe it halfway? Omle yetzid back. No, it's not shver. It's okay. You know why I trust the father to say that the son's a kosher kain in order to give him truma? Because it's beyond the father to give the son truma anyway. Like Rashi says, the father's a kain. Everybody gives the father truma. So the father has truma in his house. So it's biyadeh for the father to give his son truma. Therefore, we'll believe the father a new Torah biyadeh. It's in his power to do it anyway, so we'll believe him. But v'yena ma'minu la'si isha, we're not going to trust the father enough to say the kid's a kosher kohen. He could even get married, but there is a kohen kosher. Shein biyadeh la'si isha, because not biyad the father to marry off his son to a kosher person. Like maybe the son is a cholul. So therefore here there's no biyadeh, we wouldn't believe the father on this. But go upon this is Rabbi Svara, so we believe the father for Nedus on his son, that his son is kosher l'truma. But the Gemara says now, Tistayim, this is a good raya. Now, me the Rebbe, Hela ben Api Aviv, Lakuna, since Rebbe was the one that said, we believe the father for a son, is Rebbe Chia, Hela ach Api Yochel Leviyah. Rebbe Chia is the one that said, one brother could be made on his other brother, that he's a kosher Levi and will give him Isarishin. For the Gemara of Rebbe Chia, Maishna ben Deloy de Karavu, Eitel Aviv, how come the father is not believed on his son? Because he's a Karav, he's a relative. He's a Gura ach Nami Karavu Eitel Achiv. One brother is a relative to his other brother. So how come you believe one brother on the other brother? Of course, they're also relatives. Gemara answers, Einachnami, he didn't believe them, but Teres Edus, but rather the case is, the Mesir Lefei Tumai. We're talking about the Stam Mesir Lefei Tumai. Stam, they're talking, telling over a story. When telling over a story, for that you believed. Ki ho, the Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Like Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel said, that happened, a story once with a person. He was time talking over, telling over a story. And he said like this about himself, that I remember when I was a young child, and I was like on the shoulders of my father. And they took me out of my cheder, out of the yeshiva,
V'yafshituni eskutonti, they took off my clothing. V'yatfiluni, and they put me into the mikvah. Lecho b'trumali erev, because like Rashi says, most kids play with shrotzen, so most probably he tossed the sheretz that day that he's tamei, so they put him into the mikvah, in order that he could eat truma at nighttime l'erev when it comes to Erev Shemesh. Like we had a look, if somebody comes tamei, in order to be able to eat truma, you have to go to the mikvah first, and he still has to wear to Erev Shemesh. For Rabbi Chiya Messiah, but Rabbi Chiya ended off that the story was like this. He said, V'chaveri b'dila m'meni, and my other friends had to stay away from me. For Yekarin Oisi, Yerchanan Oichol, Chalois, that my nickname then was Yechanan, a person that could eat challah. In other words, I was a kohen. He's saying he still is a kohen, but you should know I was a kosher kohen. So this is the story he told over to his friend, and because of this, v'helu Rabbi Lakun Apiv. Rabbi believed him because that's the law of Mestich of Neitumay. A person is believed. Rabbi believed him to say that he's a kosher kohen. See, also when the Bechiah believed one brother from the other brother, it was only because they were Mestich lefi Tumay. Tanya, we learn like this. Rabbi Shimon Elazarayna, Kishem She Truma Chazak Lakuna. The same way, if you see somebody eating truma, that's a right to say that he's a kosher kohen. Is Kach Ma'aserishin Chazak Lakuna. The same way, if you see someone eating Ma'aserishin, that's also proof that he's a kosher kohen. Vaitov Yachela BeBezdin Ein Chazaka. If Bezdin gives out a chaluka, gives you truma, that's not a chazaka to say that you're a kohen. The Gemara soon asked the kash, like, why not? If Bezdin gives you truma, that's the biggest proof that you are a kohen. So we'll see later. Pakoporim, it says that what? That Ma'aserishin is a raya, a proof that you're a kohen. For the Gemara, Ma'aserishin the Levihu. What kind of proof is this? Ma'aserishin faket, we give to a Levi. So Gemara says, Kreb Loza ben Azariah. It goes like Kreb Loza ben Azariah, this Braisa. The Tanya will learn like this. Truma la kohen, Ma'aserishin the Levi. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that true, everybody holds truma goes to a kohen only, not to a Levi. But he holds Ma'aserishin goes bedafka to a Levi. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. Reb Loza ben Azariah Weimer, Ma'aserishin af la kohen. No, Ma'aserishin could even go to a kohen. Lav dafka to a Levi, even to a kohen. For the Gemara, but still it's a kasha. But aim of the Yom Reb Loza ben Azariah af la kohen. When did Reb Loza ben Azariah say he just said also to a kohen? But la kohen below the Levi miyomar? Did he say only a kohen and not a Levi? In other words, how could you say now that if we see somebody eating Ma'aserishin, it's a proof that he's a kohen? Maybe he's only a Levi. True, both could eat it, a Levi and a kohen. But maybe he's only a Levi, not a kohen. And the Gemara in, it still is true, it's good. V'albosa dekantinu Ezra. According to Ablaz of Azariah, Ezra made a knas that what, that up until now both could eat Ma'aserishin. His knas was no, only kohenim and not Leviim. So kids, after the knas of Ezra, if you see somebody eating Ma'aserishin, that's a proof that he's a kosher kohen and not only a Levi. For the Gemara, but since there's no real Isser for Levi to eat Ma'aserishin, it's only as a knas. So therefore, l'chur revedilme ikri v'yoyvelei. Let's be afraid. Maybe somebody made a mistake, or somebody gave it to him b'mezid. Like it's only a kenas. So let's be afraid. Maybe somebody gave him ma'aserishin teet, and maybe really he's only a levi, and it happened that somebody gave him ma'aserishin. So Mursa Zenachanami. The case that we're talking about is like this. Yes, Mursa Zomarav Chizda. So Chizda is like this. Hokav amayaskin. You know what we're talking about over here? To go in the muchsak lon biyavua dahi dekoin. What we're talking about over here is that we know that the father here is a kohen. The muchsak lon biyavu the high kohen who. The nofakolei koilo de ben Yerusha ben Chalutza. We know for sure the father was a kohen, so maybe we know for sure the son is also a kohen. The only question is that it came out the koil that the son is a ben Yerusha ben Chalutza, which means that the mother was a Gerusha. So therefore, if the kohen married a Gerusha, the kid now is a cholol. So the case was, so we don't know if the kid's a cholol or not. That's our suffix here. V'cholkulei l'didei ma'iser b'beis agronis. Now the case is, now we saw somebody giving him ma'iser down by the fields. So the case is like this. Levi delav levihu. We know for sure he's not a Levi, because the father's not a Levi, the father's a kohen. Ma'ik l'meimah, what's our whole suffix? That ben Gerusha ben Chalutzahu. That what the whole suffix is, that maybe the kid is a cholol, because the mother was a Grusha, and therefore the kid is a posel a kohen, he can't eat Ma'aserishin. So it's like this. Loi mi boi l'man diyomar. Ma'aserishin osa l'zarim, d'loi hevi yoivelei. Over here, this should be a proof to say for sure the kid is not a cholol. Because according to the man diyomar that holds Ma'aserishin, a zar is not allowed to eat it. If you hold a zar is not allowed to eat Ma'aserishin, so then a kohen that's a cholol
has a locha like a zar, who's also not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. So here, since we saw that they gave a Maaser Rishon to eat, that's a proof to say that he's not a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, that he's a kosher, a koyin, he is not a cholul. But the chiddush is, El afilu l'manda yoma, Maaser Rishon mutal azarim, even according to manda yoma, that Maaser Rishon azar is allowed to eat Maaser Rishon, you're allowed to give it to a regular zar, I'll say it has no kedusha. Hani mili lemispak lu. That means only he's allowed to eat from it. You're allowed to give him, let him eat from it. Avo b'teres chaluka lo yoyvele. For we are not allowed to give it to him a teres chaluka. You're not allowed to give him a teres chaluka to say that he could eat it. Because chaluka means that you go down to the fields, and by the fields the farmers give you a teres maaserishin. The chaluka is only done to a levi, to a real kayin, a kosher kayin, and not to a ben gerusha ben chalutza. So that's why here it's a proof to say that he's not a ben gerusha ben chalutza. And the Gemara says, the end of the braisa before said was that the ha'chaylik bebezin ain't a chazaka. If bezin themselves gives out the truma, that's not a proof to say that he's a kohen. For the Gemara, how could that be? I bebezin lehevi chazaka, hechi yevi chazaka. If in bezin it's not called a good chazaka from the fact that bezin gives out the truma, then where then will it be called a good chazaka? Like bezin l'chura knows the most. So how could it be that if Bezdin gives out the truma, he's not called a kohen? So the Moran says, "Amar Rav Sheshes, Hachikom." This is what I meant to say: that Hachomlek Truma Benichse Yoviv. In the case, let's say, where the father died, and it's a shalom now over Yerusha, there are five sons there. So Im Ochir BeBezdin, if they go to Bezdin and all five sons come together to make a chalukah, so Ein Chazaka. In such a case, let's say there's 100 bushels of truma left over. So Bezdin says, "Listen, there are five sons here. Each one gets 20 bushels." So this case, if we have a koil, that one son was born from the mother that was a gerusha, so we don't know if he's a kosher kohen or not. So here, from the fact that Bezdin gives him a yerusha, is no proof to say that he's a kosher kohen, like we'll soon explain. So Mura says, pshit, of course. So why should it be a right that he's a kosher kohen? Bezdin is not giving him new truma. Bezdin is only taking the yerusha that the father had and giving it to the son. That's pterosi yerusha. So there's no proof here that he's a kohen. So Gemara says, yes, now the time I would have thought, Midahanech liyachilo, is hainami liyachilo, since by the other brothers, were given the other brothers the right to eat it. In other words, the other four brothers, there was no suffix, they are not the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Their mother for sure was a kashera. So therefore, the first four brothers are allowed to eat the truma they're getting. So I would have thought to say that this fifth brother, when Bezdin gives them all the truma, all of them is allowed to eat the truma. So Saraya Bezdin, like you said, that he's a kosher kain. Kamash mula no, that hanach liachila, hai lizvuni. It could be the first four sons that have had a kosher, Bezdin gives them truma, they're allowed to eat it. But the fifth son, that is not, maybe Taki is a ben Gerusha ben Chalutza, maybe he's a Chol, he's not allowed to eat the Truma. So for him, it's only Lizvuni. Bezdin said, listen, you're a son, you have a right to Yashin your father, but the Yerusha that you get from your father, it's a Mamnistik Alocha, you own it. What do you have to do with it now? You have to sell it, but you're not allowed to eat it because you maybe are a Chol, maybe you're a Chol, and the Chol is also a Truma. That's what it means to say, Acholik to Bezdin, if Bezdin gives you truma, the Torah of Yerusha, is Eina Chazaka, that's not a proof to say that you're a Kashra Koyin. Right, then the Mishnah says, Reb Yudu Reime, Ein Malam Lekun Api Edechot. Reb Yudu Shitter is, if you only have one Edechot to say somebody's a Koyin, that's not enough. For the Gemara, Reb Shimon Megamliel, Hainu Reb Leza. The Chura, both of them are both saying the same thing. Reb Shimon Megamliel says, we believe in Edechot, and Huadin Reb Leza says, we believe in Eidechot. So what's the chilek? In other words, like Rashi says, the Mishnah Reb Leza says that if there's Oirim, if people are arguing, then we don't believe in Eidechot. For when nobody's arguing to say the person is not a Kohen, then we believe in Eidechot. So Rashi says Reb Shimon Gamliel won't argue on that. He also agrees that if we have two Eidim saying that he's a apostle person, you don't believe in Eidechot. So they're both talking about when nobody is arguing, you believe in Eidechot. So they're both saying the same thing. So Mora says, maybe you want to tell me, Iruchad Ikebenayu, the Nafkumina is, let's say one aide comes and tells us that he's a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. He's a Pasla Kain. And then another aide says that he's kosher. Do you believe the second aide or not? The Reb Leza, Sova maybe, Iruchad, is also called an Iru. That's what Reb Leza holds. Therefore, when one aide says that he's Pasl, we do not believe another aide that says that he's kosher. Because like Chad against Chad, we don't believe him. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Sova, no, I'll tell you, Irutrei, that one means nothing. To make a complaint about Kuna, you have to have a Dafka to aid him.
Therefore, when one says that he's no good, that means nothing. Therefore, we believe in Eidecha to say that he's kosher. But the Gemara, no, that can't be. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said that Divri Akol, everybody agrees, a Niru Porchas Mishnayim. When you want to make a psul, a Niru, upon somebody, you have to have two Eidim to make the Niru. One Eidecha is not enough. For Din of Yuchsen, by the way, Eidecha is not Neman. So here for sure, Niru means two. So if you have two people saying that he's possible, nobody would hold that one Eid is kosher. So Elamah, if you say one Eid is kosher, it has to be b'mokam, there's no error. So if there's no error, no complaints, the Chur, Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Lezer are both saying the same thing in the Mishnah. What's the machlokes between both of them? So Gemara says, Elohocha, b'mayaskin, here what we're talking about is the Muchsad lon b'yavu, the high dekainu. We had a chazaka, we knew the father of this person was a kain. The kid is also a kosher kain. But what happened was, it came out of Kerla Ruma that people started to spread to talk about this person. You should know he's a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. He's a Cholol. He's not allowed to eat Trum. He can't do the Avodah. And therefore, Bezdin took him off his position until we check out the Dover to see if it's true or not. A Kerla Ruma makes it that we have a doubt, we have a suffering, and therefore we'll stop. We won't let him do the Avodah. He can't eat Trum until we check it out. What happened then was, one Eidechot came and told us, I know for sure he's a kosher kain. So since there was only a curl that made it possible, but Eidechot is Neman. We asked Kinu, and Desmond put him back up to his position, a regular kain. What happened later was, they trained now to aid him, came, Yamri, and said, Yishno ben Gerusha ben Chalutzu, that this person is a ben Gerusha ben Chalutzu. So two came and said he's possible, so pshit of Yachtinu, Desmond took him down again to make him possible. He has a din of a chol. He can't do the avoid. He can't eat truma. What happened later was then later another Eidechot came. A second Eidechot came later and told us that they know for sure he's a kosher kain. So now the question is: the Mara says of the kuliyal and everybody holds mitzvah from the Eidus. You could put the first aid that said he was kosher with this last aid that said he was kosher to make it like two. So it comes out now, really, it's trey against trey, it's two against two. We have two Eidim saying this person is a kosher kain, and we have two Eidim saying he's a ben Gerusha ben Chalutza. So really what we should do is trey against trey, the two Eidim should cancel out. We hold it's a sofet rabbanon, and therefore we should go bosa chazaka, he was muchzak lon, that this person was a kosher kain before. So really he should be kosher now. So what's the machlekes if you believe the second Eid or not? The machlekes is, are we afraid of the zilusa that like a zilzumin we're making something not nice about Bezdin, that people are going to think like Bezdin's a joke here, that first Bezdin said he's no good and now Bezdin to say he's good again, that's called the zilusa will be mezalzel, taken away from the cover the respect of Bezdin. That Tanakama, so the Tanakama holds kivan the yachtine, since Bezdin took him down le maskinin le, we can't put him back up again. We can't let him be a good kain again, even though now really it's trey and trey, and we should say leave him becheskas kashra that he's a kosher kain. Why? Because chashin and lezelusa the vedina. We're afraid of this new svara that once Bezdin took him down and said he's puzzle. We don't put him back. We don't put him back up again. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savano, the svara is anan achtinon lei v'anan maskinon lei. Bezdin took him down. Bezdin could put him back again. We're not afraid of this new svara as elusive the Vedino. There should be a zuzl in the cover of Bezdin. So maybe that's the machlokes between Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer. Maske of Rav Ashi, Ashi yes the kasha. That's the machlokes ihochi. Afilu treya trey nami. Like why don't you say a portion of machlokes then? Say a case where two Eidim came first to say that he's puzzle, and then two Eidim came to say that he's kosher. If all machlokes is if yecheshev is elusive the Vedino or not. What do you have to say? One, two, and then one. Say two came right away to say that he's possible, and then two came to say that he's kosher. So Mor says, Ella, since the case was brought down like this, one, two, and then one, Elo Rav Ashi, the machlokes here is b'mitzdar from liedas kamiflegi. Machlokes says, can you put the first aid and the last aid together? Over pluta dani tanoit. Told the machlokes in this tanoim, the tanya will not like this. Ein aidus mitzdarfus. Two Eidim are not put together, we can't put two Eidim together, Achiyiru Shnem Kechot. But to both of them, see the Maisa, see what happened together. That's a Tanakama. Rabbi Shua Ben Kocho, I may know, Afilu Bezeach Hazeh. Even if they saw it one after another, still it's kosher, but Vien Edusim Meskiemes Bebezdin Achiyiru Shnem Kechot. The Ikon Nakudu is, they have to come to Bezdin together.
They have to say their edus together in Bezdin. That's called edim. But if one comes now and one comes later, then it can't be mitzvah. It's not called edus. Rabbi Nosson Noimer, Shemim Devor, Shalzeh HaYoyim No. You could hear one aid what he tells us today. And when the second aid comes tomorrow, we'll listen to him what he says tomorrow. So the kid said, you could put these two aidim together. One aid today and one aid tomorrow, you could put the two together. Sastas Machlaikas of Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama by Yosra Blesdes, in such a case like this, we have one aid first saying that he was kosher, two aidim saying that he's possible. Then another aid saying that it's kosher, and everybody holds we're not chashin and lizlus the vedina. The machlokes is just, can you put the two aidim together or not? So the Mishnah, ha'isha shenech pesha b'dayar d'gechavim, an isha that was captured by the goyim, is aydei mamon. If it was for money matters that they wanted to take her for ransom, is materas labayla. Then we say what, even though the goyim caught her, that the goyim didn't live with her, because they want to get the money back. So they're careful, they're not mafka, they don't make a hefka, they say anybody could live with her. But Aydei Nefoshes, if she was taken for the fact that Rashi shows in the Doinus Lomas, if she had a psak dinner ready, she was supposed to be killed, she did something that they want to kill her, then we say Asur Labaila. Even if she gets freed later, she's also to go and live back with her husband. And Rashi says, why? The Hoyel Venoigim Behefker, Choshishin Shemin Esratasom Yechem Mehem. Like even though it's only an Ashes Yisrael, that the Anusa, if they would have forced her, should be mutter to her husband. We have to be afraid, maybe she was Nisratza, like she was afraid for life, and she agreed to live with them willingly, and then she'll become mutter to her husband. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that if the Goyim captured her for the sake of Nefoshos, then we say they do whatever they want to her, and therefore she's also Labaila. So Moshe says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Lo Yishonu, this was only learned, El Shiyad Yisroel Tkif Alev D'Gechavim, when the Jewish government like rules, avuyad oiv dekachovim tekiif al atzmon. But if the Goyish people rule the government, their hands are stronger than us. Afilu aydei mamon, even if the goyim took her for the sake of money, also zasur labayla. We have to be afraid, since their hands are stronger, that they're not afraid, even though they're taking her for ransom. In between, they'll also live with her. They'll be mafka her. We have to be afraid that maybe she did it willingly, and therefore she's also labayla. So that our Mishnah says that the imam and she's mutter is only biyad Yisrael govar, then the goyim are afraid of us, and even though they're holding her now for ransom, but that they hold, they have a right to. They hold like she stole our money, so therefore they have a right to hold her. But they won't be mafka, they won't have znus with her to say whoever wants to could do it, to say that maybe she did it beratzen. Mar most of Rava, so Rava Yitzchak like this, it says, Heyed Reb Yosi HaKoyin, Rabbi Zechariah ben Akotzev Abbas Yisrael, a story with a case with a Jewish girl, Sherenuhu B'Yashkelein. Sherenuhu means that the Jews borrowed money from a guy, and they made a pledge with their daughter. They said, listen, if we don't play it back within a month or 2 months, you can keep our daughter. That's the pledge they gave her. That's the mashkin they gave the goyim. And the maestro was, Grichaku b'nei mishpachtoi. So the b'nei mishpacha thought for sure that the goyim live with her, and now she's possible to marry a kohen. Therefore, b'nei mishpacha stood away from her. V'yedeho, but she has edim though with her, midinoisa, shla nistero, shla nitmo. There were edim though that the goyim never lived with her, never had spirit, never were alone with her. V'yomulei chacham, so the chacham said back to them, imate ma'minim sheherenu. If you believe them, what they're telling you, that they gave the daughter for a pledge to the goyim, is b'meila ha'minu shla nistero. You also have to believe these same edim that they're saying they saw the way she was not alone with the man. V'shla nitmo, that she didn't become tamei. V'yim iate ma'minim, and if you don't believe them, shla nistero v'shla nitmo, if you don't want to believe these edim to say that she was tor, you don't want to believe them, you're afraid maybe she lived with them, with the goyim, is if so, like the Peshos here, al ta'minu sherenu, don't believe them either, that they gave her away for a pledge. So that's the case there. The Kitzur, he said, believe these edim, that she's kosher. But mashma, you have to have edim. Without edim, she'll be possible. So Mar says, now, vo Ashkelon, this case of Ashkelon, the yad adichavim tekiif al atzman. It was a case that the goyim ruled there. It was goyim that was stronger than the Jews. Rashi says, the Eretz plish to me. The yad kva golu yisrael is after the golus. So bazoi, it's yad goyim with kifa. Ugetonin says over here, what? Hir haneyu. That why was she also if not for the edim? Because her renew means, Rashi says, the midas, that the Jews gave her away for a pledge, midas, with their own willing. So therefore we say, if there's no edim, that she's possible.
but smashma we're not no in nech pashaloi, but smashma if the goyim took her and grabbed her without asking us, then we say no that she that they didn't live with her. Like only if we gave her away midas, and then the goyim feel more secure and they'll live with her. Mashenkin, if the goyim chapta mashma, then the goyim are afraid the frat because they want to get their money back. They won't live with her. So it's not like Shmuel just said. Shmuel just said that b'mokim that the goyim are atkifa. Even for mama, we have to be afraid they live with her. Shmuel says, I'll tell you who are the nafil nechbasha. Or ma'ase shoye kachoy, you know, it could be that real nechbasha will be the same alocha. Just the ma'ase shoye kachoy, that was the story that happened here, by here in Nuhu, when they gave her, when the Jews gave her away for a pledge. But the same alocha really would also be even by nechbasha, even where they, in nechbasha. Even a case where the goyim chapta, and that she was given away with a pledge. Alright, we'll stop here. Last Gemara, we'll go over again in the next tape.